Good morning. We're starting Klal Beis, and the shir is going to be aired on the 21st day of the Omer. So Klal Beis was the lochas of the Til Sedayim after a person is sleeping. So the Chayyadim starts with Siman Aleph. Also, Ledach Shalom Tzarkalo below the Til Sedayim. A person cannot go without washing his hands. Unless there's a very significant need, a person should not go after sleeping, should not move after sleeping without washing his hands. When a person is sleeping, when a person is sleeping, the neshama, as it were, leaves him a little bit, and that leaves a little space for the tuma to take effect. Tuma wants to join the person to cause him to do avera. A chosman she'adama air beruchay b'nishmasu b'kibra, when he's awake and his ruach and his neshama are very active, he absolutely is not b'kolkach, so the tumor can't affect him so well. Unless a person would allow him to do himself to do so, he's declaring himself as tomei. Abayis hashina sheruchay b'nishmasu mistalkim in adam, the ruach and the neshama of the person, as it were, go up to shemayim. L'nishur boy, Ellen Nefesh Achiyuni, he just has the life force. As I share Ruach Tuma, love the Ruach Tuma does take effect on the person. Kasher Yair Mishin Asay, the person awakens. The Chazeris Nishmas and the Shema returns. As I Ruach Hatuma Hashar Alaguf Balkarchoy Halachloy, so the Shema forces out this Ruach Tuma. Rak, we have Chazal have a Mesara, Alatzbo, Shem Kitzavas, the goof, the edges, the most distant edge of the goof, the fingers, Misham Eno Ever Ella Ayyadin Atila. There, the Ruach Tuma remains unless a person washes it away. Chenyach and Kli, Imayimitli, the Hemitas, the person should have a Kali with water near the bed. We have Kli Litl, and he should have a Kli with water to pour from. A kli empty to pour into. Why is that? Mayim shenot the yad of ruach tuma sharleim. The water has ruach tuma on it. Chin also litzul al karka b'makom shani adam holchem. You cannot wash on the ground, even if you had a dirt floor, where a place where people are going to be, because it the tuma can affect the other people. So you're being mazik them in a spiritual sense. And you cannot use the water. So therefore, the person has to pour it into a kli and then take the kli and pour it out. There is an argument on Shabbos that possibly the water is muksa because it has no use anymore. But you're allowed to remove it based on the concept of graf sharei. If a person has something which is disgusting to them, the person finds it repulsive. So even though it's muksa, the person is allowed to move it because of graf sharei, and that has various applications in Hillel's muksa, which we'll get to best of the Shem at some point. So a person can remove the water which has his ruach tuma, even though it's now useless and has become muksa, because of graf sharei, but the person should then just take it and pour it out and get rid of it. I once asked my Rebbe if by doing so, this is in the case of a dormitory, would it be relevant, I guess, to husband and wife, if the husband is makbid to wash near his bed, it potentially might, or the one person in the dorm room situation is makbid to wash by his bed, he might be awakening his roommate. What's referred to as Gezel Shina. So is that a problem? He said no. That's part of the understanding of the relationship between individuals that you are being with, that they want to keep halacha in the most appropriate way. So that would mean, I imagine, a person with a situation where he's with somebody who, for whatever reason, a person gets paired up for a convention or something of that sort with somebody who's not aware of halacha, etc. It might be problematic in that situation. The assumption is that a person should not go Dalet Amis, number one. There is an argument, there is a Tana in the Gemara, which says, Rishon ben Elazar, which says that a room, one room is all like Dalet Amis. So the Shari Tshuva suggests, based on that that Gemara, Rishon ben Elazar, we don't paskin like him. He's discussing a different issue. But take his concept and apply it over here, so a person will be allowed to walk anywhere within the room. It's like less than Dalet Amis. So he will be allowed to walk before washing his hands. He says there's a limud zchus The question is that we don't. That Gemara is discussing a different topic, and even that we don't pass on like Rishon Midalozer. So it's a weak limitzchus. There is a Masara that we have the shame of the Gra that nowadays this Ruach HaTum is not as strong, and therefore the Hakpada that you have to dafka mimakbid, not to go dalat amas, or not to go from, let's say, the bedroom into the bathroom to wash, maybe it's not such a problem anymore. The Ruach HaTum is not as powerful. And there's a Mashal which says that as well. Okay, let's hold it here.